Good morning. Press the button and then stop. Didn't stop. Press the button and did not start talking. I'm trying to avoid a car and sprinklers, so I'm a little distracted. Sorry about that. It's 7:18 a.m. on Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019. Pretty sure that's right. Official ambient is 60, unofficial is like 62. It's chill this morning and all I'm wearing is a polo shirt, so feels good actually. I'm working along, got a little body heat going. Skin on my arms is cold, but the rest of me is pretty warm. In the last little while, last night, my kid got a new computer. His had been damaged. How he manages to hurt so many laptops so fast. And as for the most part, they never leave his room. They seldom leave his desk. And yet, I'd be willing to bet that he'll have broken at least two keycaps within the first month. He has a job, he went and bought his own computer. He took it into Geek Squad, the broken one, to see if it would be fixed. The estimate was pretty much the cost of a new one. And unfortunately, he did not look at the size of the hard drive and bought one that has a hard drive that's substantially smaller than the one in his current machine. So, not all of this stuff fits. Which started me looking at external hard drives that we have in the house. And at some point, I don't exactly remember when, I had purchased a 2 terabyte Western Digital Passport. And plugged it into a secondary machine to, you know, get a feel for what the things look like and everything. And just sort of forgot about it. I also had half a terabyte, 500 gigs Passport that I had for quite a while. But I could not get it to mount on any of the computers anymore. And I thought, did they drop it to something? Is it broken? Somehow munged up? So I tried a bunch of stuff. Couldn't get it to work. Finally, and I've been trying to get this. I would go back and look at it, you know, half a day here and there, half a day here, half a day there. Trying to figure out, okay, what exactly is wrong with this? One of the problems apparently was the cable. I swapped out the cable and I got a little bit. But I went through and tried to do a firmware update. And the firmware update failed. And I thought, well, crap. That's going to be the end of this. So I tried it again, running it as administrator, and it got a little bit further. It still failed. Didn't seem to want to run at all. So last try, I did the Windows approach. Good morning.
Remember Sam?
A gaggle of school kids. So I unplugged the drive and plugged it in again, and it mounted. That was good news. The bad news is it's almost full. So I couldn't use it as a backup anyway. Although I did find some files from 2010, 2011. Unfortunately, I did not find the early Talk On My Morning Walk files. I'm still looking for episode 1, which seems to have disappeared from both my server, my laptop. I have a suspicion it's on one of the disconnected hard drives I have sitting on my desk. And I just haven't had the spoons to go through all the equipment that I have to try to find one, to try to find a case where I could plug a secondary drive in to look at it. So there's that. But and going through all of the external drives, I discovered that there was almost nothing on that 2 terabyte job. So I plugged it into my Linux machine and set it to back up the home directory. And it ran pretty much overnight. It took most of the night to run, apparently, just judging from the timestamps on the screen. gigabytes in the home directory. Most of which, looking at it, it's like, what is all this then? What is all this then? So I have copies. And now I can finally update the operating system. I have a suspicion that backing it up wasn't necessarily needful, but I feel better knowing that at least if the home directories get wiped out, I've got something where I can go back and find historical stuff. Today I need to back up my manuscript files. Coming up, get ready, stay with me, monk post. I also have to do some laundry, see about getting a haircut. I did get over to Target yesterday. I wanted some polo shirts. I wanted a fresh pair of jeans. I wanted a shower caddy. I got a shower caddy, but it doesn't stay on. There's just enough tilt to the shower head that when I hang it over the top of the shower head, it just sort of slides down until it's far enough down that the shower caddy is in the way of the spray. So I'm going to see if I can do something like take a couple of wraps of electrical tape around the shower head, so around the pipe, to see if it provides enough of a barrier to keep it from sliding. So, hi, that's where I'm at today. Balancing hardware, software. I need to get a haircut. I need to get some laundry done so I have clean clothes to go to Denver on Friday. So, what am I reading? I finished Dead Witch Walking. Great book, loved it. I'm watching, I'm reading. Kristen D. Ball's Traitor. It was, she had a Book Gorilla ad on it the other day. It's marked down right now, so it's 99 cents. It's really good. It's, I love Krista's writing. She does such great work. I caught her as a friend, although I've never met her in person. She's one of the few writers who's actually in my time zone, although she's on the right side of the Canadian border. And I'm really enjoying the book. It's a good book. What am I watching? I'm still watching Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm still watching Carnival Row. I'm into episode 3, Mouse of the Moon. I was talking to Jeffrey Kennedy, one of the other authors who happens to be in my time zone, although she's down in New Mexico. Mexico? Arizona? Why not? Well, that is New Mexico. I had a conversation with everybody yesterday. She's another one who, she's okay with it, but she doesn't love it. And I was thinking, okay, what is it that, I think that's where I am. It's like, it's okay, but I don't love it. I kind of like to, but I don't. I think part of it is that Grimdark is too close to post-apoc, and I'm tired of living in post-apocalyptic. I'm not really interested in watching it on TV too, but do just turn on the news and we can get the fix. But I think for me, it's the first two episodes were really heavy-handed, and I understand why, from a narrative standpoint, why they were heavy-handed. It comes from not trusting the audience, I think, to pick up the nuance. And perhaps there's reason for that. Perhaps that's the demographic that they're looking for. I'm guessing that the people who need to see it aren't going to pick up on it anyway. But let me try to get it off that topic real fast here. Mouse of the Moon is backstory. Completely fascinating. If I wrote this chapter, I would have to rip it up and start again. Just because it was completely unbelievable. But at least it wasn't brutally heavy-handed. And I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.